Well, hello, and welcome back to Verse by Verse Bible Teaching. This is a ministry of the Washington Word. Maybe you've seen us. We are located in the Palace Shopping Center right here in Church Hill on Highway 11. And we are a hand car wash. We offer all full services. And the car wash has basically been set up as a means of income so that my wife, Victoria, and I could self-support not only our home but our business and also this ministry. We are called and very adamant about teaching verse by verse Bible teachings. We believe that is the way God intended the word to be taught. We don't want to leave anything out, and we don't want to shy away from the hard subjects. Therefore, verse by verse teaching is what we've been called to do. Now, we always pick up where we left off the day before, and yesterday we were going to get through verses 35 through 37, and if you listened to that message, you realize we only got three words into the first verse before I just felt led to stop and talk about it. Now, if you've missed this teaching or you want to hear it again, you're invited to come to the Washington Word. We play this message all day long on a loop. It goes as far as the parking lot here. So if you just want to pull in and get your car washed, or just pull in and listen to this to the message again, you turn your FM radio to 107.1 and it plays on a loop about 150 foot radius of the Washington Word building. Now, that being said, let's go ahead and pick it up where we left off, and we are in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and we are in verse 35. We'll try to get a couple of verses done today. So, in reading John chapter 1, verse 35, the next day the next day John was there again with two of his disciples. And when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Now, we're going to stop right there because there's actually a lot more to unpack than what meets the eye in just these couple of verses. And I want to start off by, you know, yesterday we covered three words, the next day, and we brought some application to that. And again, I encourage you, if you did miss it, you can go to our website, washingword.com, and all of the media verse-by-verse messages are there. You can download them or just listen to them free of charge. But after those three words, we read, John was there again with two of his disciples. And I had to stop again because that John was there again kind of stuck out to me. And this time, yesterday I gave you a long explanation, and then I gave you application. Today we're going to start off with an application, and then I'll explain it. So here's the application. So pay attention as we bring the application forward first and early in this message. And that application is simply this. Christian, you are never done, never retired, and never finished serving God until the day He calls you home. Did you hear that? You are never done, never retired, and never finished serving God until the day that He calls you home. And I don't know how, but this idea that we have developed over the past few decades of career vocational ministry has kind of warped the original concept of God's intention to serve Him and to serve others. There are so many today who are seeking service unto the Lord as a sole monetary career. Now, don't hear me wrong. Don't hear me saying that seeking the Lord is wrong. Obviously not. And to serve Him and to be compensated for doing so is certainly something that's been we see even in the early church. So I need to say this up front that I am not at all against Christian education or doctrinal degrees or furthering oneself in the knowledge of the Scriptures. In fact, I encourage that. I mean, I think it's important that we constantly challenge ourselves and grow in not just grace, but knowledge. I myself have a degree in biblical theology that I really hold no stock in whatsoever. Now, am I glad I did it? Yeah. And did I learn a lot when I went through the years of doing that? I sure did. And I would even recommend it to anyone who is seeking the Lord's service. But to me, it's just a piece of paper. You understand, it doesn't signify anything. God showed me this a long time ago, and it's a simple statement, and I hope you take it with you today, and that is this: man cannot teach that which God can give in spirit. I'll say it again. Man cannot teach that which God can give in spirit. In an instant, God can reveal to you something that either man cannot teach or could take years to teach. Now, the reason I got that degree was mainly for you. It was mainly for the congregation that I served back in Florida when I founded and started a Calvary Chapel in Stuart, Florida. It was to show that I had done it. Now, I did it because there are some out there who feel the need to demand some form of credentials in order to preach the Word of God. And in some respects, that's true. But God gives us the ability to preach. We don't learn it in some school. We don't seek after it as some vocational monetary ministry. Paul himself, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, he says, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. Nor did I receive it from any man, and nor was I taught it, but rather I received it by revelation through Jesus Christ." You see, Paul was one of the most qualified men to preach the gospel, but yet he held no stock in the things that he learned and the things that he knew, but rather he gave all glory and credit to the Holy Spirit who revealed things to him. So I'm not against Christian education. I'm not against furthering yourself in the knowledge of doctrines and things of that nature. But here is what I am against. I'm against complete life-altering and life-guiding ministry that chases down numbers, that seeks the large congregations and the large bank accounts. And listen, don't tell me I'm off base here, because this isn't something I think. It's something that I know. It's something that I have seen. And I know that there are many and aspiring and current pastors who spend money, time, and resources in demographic research as to make sure that their church plant is somewhere in an upscale area or somewhere where there is a dense population. And they do it all for the sake of numbers. Whether it be numbers with a dollar sign or numbers in bodies that sit in the pews. There are many aspiring and current pastors who are seeking higher education so that they can receive higher compensation. To that I say, enough. Enough of this. Where are the men who take up the post in the remote and in the poor and the unpopular areas? Where are the farmers and the businessmen and the laborers whose calling is to preach the word for little or no monetary compensation? Where are the ones who settle the word of God and not peddle it? Now you may be asking, how did I get from verse 35 to where I am right now? Well, you're wondering, why did I say that you never truly retire from serving God? I'll tell you why, because, man, I got to tell you, I love John the Baptist. One of my very favorite Bible characters was John the Baptist. You see, think about where we are in the story here. He just saw, literally witnessed the fulfillment, the the culmination, the apex of his ministry and his life come to fruition literally the day before. He had just seen the Son of God come on the scene, receive the Holy Spirit, and begin Jesus' earthly ministry. This is what he was created for. This is why he was born. This is all that his life has aspired to. He just saw that the day before. And yet, in verse 35, we see that the next day, John was there again. You see that? He went right back to where he was. And having witnessed the culmination of his entire calling, he could have just sighed a deep sigh of relief. He could have threw off his camel shirt onto the ground. And he could have said, "You know, I am so glad I ran the race. I'm so glad I finished my mission. I'm going to IHOP for some blueberry and strawberry syrup pancakes." But that's not what John did. That's not what he said. And the reason is because John never entered ministry for money. He never carefully plotted his location so as to be the most popular of preachers in that day. He never traded one word of God for a feel-good message. No, instead, he fulfilled his mission and he went right back to work. You know, there's a word we use in Christian circles called sanctification. And sanctification is just the idea of becoming more and more holy each and every day. It is the idea of growing in your knowledge of Christ and in your relationship with Him. And if you ever defeat something in your life or overcome something in your life or achieve an area that God is calling to you, He doesn't say, "Okay, you're done, you've reached your area." No. What does God do? He calls you to a higher level, to a new challenge. He wants us to continue to grow. We continue in our sanctification literally until the day we die. So there is no measuring stick of ending. There is no time of retirement. We move forward in our personal walk with Jesus, and if we are doing it right, we are serving God, and there is no end to that service. John went right back the very next day to where he's been every single day since his earthly ministry began. So listen, if you are training to be more educated and more equipped pastor or minister or youth pastor or a missions worker or an evangelist, whatever it is, I say great and God bless you and I hope your ministry is a huge success. Just be careful how you measure and define huge success, because I could almost guarantee you it is not how God defines it. There's a scripture in Jeremiah 17:9 that says, "The heart is deceitful and above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it?" So no matter what your idea of success is, whether it be numbers or seeking large bank accounts or a large 401k or some comfortable retirement plan, ask yourself, why are you serving the Lord? Because we serve Him come what may until the day that we die. And here's why. Back to verse 35 and 36 again. "The next day John was there with two of his disciples, and when he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.'" Why do we serve? Because if we think that we are ever done with our service, then when we think we're finished and we quit the very next day or retire the very next day, you are going to miss out on yet another opportunity for God's blessing. You see, if John had not gone back, then Andrew and Peter may have missed their calling. You see, surely God would have brought Andrew and Peter back to their original calling, but if John didn't go back to where he was, he would have missed the opportunity of being blessed, of leading them to Christ. You see, you play a very important part in the plan and the will of God. We're going to pick that up again tomorrow in our verse-by-verse teaching, because this is a very important part we're going to end with, and I'm not going to have time to do it today, but we just once again encourage you to go by the building in Powell Shopping Center in Church Hill on Highway 11. We're a hand car washing business. Also, we encourage you to go to our website, thewashandword.com, where you can find all the information about the business, and you can find all of these verse-by-verse Bible sermons as we preach them. We put them on the website. God bless you, and look forward to having you tune in again on this station tomorrow. Have a blessed day.